No, it was good, and then I had applied to a couple more, and then I almost committed to this school in called Roger Williams. It's in Rhode Island, but it was the same thing with like money. I'm like, we can afford maybe a year, but then beyond that, I don't know what's
What's gonna
happening.
happen?
So then eventually this other school, which is where I ended up going to college at undergrad in Illinois, it was a Christian school. It's like back to the Christian thing. And they give me like a massive scholarship. I don't remember why
Nice.
or how. I think it was just
And
like,
we just talked with the Igor is one of diversity that they need to
I'm
also
pretty sure
show,
it was, I
so
mean,
is
there's like lots of things like that, but so eventually I sign up, I make the decision, and then I'm like, all right, so we're going to Chicago
Nice.
for undergrad.
And this
Wow.
is before summer in that 2012
No, it was during
during
that summer. That's
the
when I
summer.
made,
Okay,
yeah. So then, yeah, did it again and then packed up into my
On to the
two
next.
suitcases.
But this time you're like more seasoned, like, okay, I've been here
I have a
before.
little bit of, yeah, I have a
You can
little bit of
understand
an
the
idea.
language. I had an
Yeah,
idea.
for sure I
To navigate
understand.
airports.
Thank God. Yeah. I get, and then we had a problem with the airport. Like the plane had a problem halfway through the flight. So we had to go.
In Kigali? Or where?
Yeah. So, because you know how KLM goes like Kigali,
Amsterdam.
Entebbe, Entebbe, blah, blah,
Entebbe
blah.
too,
So
Amsterdam,
before we got to Entebbe, there's something wrong with like the air or something. They're like, all right, like we're just
We just go
gonna
back.
coast for a little bit. So we sit at the airport. I mean, in the plane. So there for like an hour, maybe an hour and a half.
Start questioning everything.
I'm like, what's going on? They're like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, blah, blah, blah. Like whatever they say.
Captain
They're
speaking,
like, oh, we're just gonna deboard, like deplane. I'm like,
Wow.
oh.
Switch planes.
Yeah.
Dang.
So we go, we sit. They're like, we're waiting for the mechanic. The mechanic didn't show up until the morning. We spent the night on the floor
Where? In the
in
airport in
Entebbe.
Tembe?
So I'm like, this is off to a great
Good
start. This is
start.
wonderful.
Oh, man.
Like,
But at
I'm,
least
yeah.
you have an idea of what. Can you imagine if it was the first time and you by yourself?
I was with my dad again.
Okay.
Again.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. So it's
Because I
okay.
think my
It's
sister was
adult.
now, because they saw,
So
they're
it's
like,
the
actually,
three
she
of
made
you.
it.
Yeah, it was the
Because
three
that
of
was the
you.
first, yeah, it was the three of us. I was the
Oh,
first one to
man.
come. They're like, actually, it's not too bad.
You were the guinea pig.
Yeah.
Like, I can
And
see
I'm
how
like,
she
let's bring
goes.
another one.
Let's
So
bring
thank
another
God it
one,
was
see.
the three of us. But meanwhile, I have like people waiting for me at the
Yeah,
airport. So I had to
school
like
has to pick you up.
yeah.
Communicate how.
So I had to I'd shut out an email real quick as we were boarding like at 8 a.m. Like we slept on the floor of the
Yeah,
airport.
because there's no
airport. Yeah, there's
hotel
nothing
thing
else.
or
Yeah.
whatever
So
like
then we
that.
get to Amsterdam, and now like because I missed the connection, I gotta stay an extra whatever. I get to Chicago, and then the person came and picked me up. This is like all fine. I'm kind of used to it, but not really. I get to the
Still
school. I
new,
miss one day of orientation, so I miss where everything is.
Yeah.
I
Was it
get
a big
there at
school?
night. No, it was a smaller
Still
school.
small.
It was probably like 3,000 now. It was a super small liberal arts school, which I didn't know what that meant. I
Yeah,
was
we
like,
sometimes we don't even know what, like,
where
I'm just
is
going
my
to
goal? Yes,
school.
I'm
They're
just
like,
going to
well, I'm like,
school.
I'm going to school and I'm going to get a degree. I just knew they had a architecture degree, which later to find out there's different types of architecture degrees you can
Okay, we're
get
gonna
and
get
what it
into that.
means.
I like
Yeah.
that. Ooh
But yeah.
wee.
So the first day I got there at night. I don't know where the cafeteria is. I don't know where anything is. So I spent the first day in the dorm
Dorm,
because I was
right?
so jet lagged. I slept through like
The
the
entire day,
morning up until lunch, and I was like, I don't know where to go. So I just sat there until my roommate came, and I was like, can you just point me to where I can get food? Because I'm gonna die. I need food. But from there on, like again, it was a Christian school, so it was people were really nice, and people were willing to help. But it was still like Christian there is very different from Christian back home,
No
also.
way. No
So
way.
just little, they're a little bit more open
Okay.
and a
Okay.
lot like open-minded, but it's still like
Christian.
revolved around Christ, which nothing wrong with that. Love him. But after a while, I was like, this is a lot.
This is too
This is
much.
too much.
Brings back Notre Dame, huh?
It was
Worse than Notre
honestly
Dame.
like it was a different
It
level.
was a different
Yeah.
Notre
level,
Dame,
Notre Dame
didn't you have
was.
like to go probably like some sort of like mass before class every
We
time?
did, but yeah, I guess that is true. So every morning we had to go to mass.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was every morning.
Oh,
Yeah.
like,
At
yeah.
least as
least maybe it
a
was.
college as well.
Well, no, I'm
Oh,
talking
no,
about
he's at Notre Dame,
now
yeah.
college. We had to go to chapel. I think
Fridays
every
probably.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Like a must.
As
It's a
part of
must.
like a
Chapel.
requir as a
Yeah.
requirement,
I had to
like.
swipe in and out. This is when I was like, this
Oh,
is different. I
Oh,
had to
you're
swipe in.
clocking in, huh?
Yeah, it's like,
And
yeah.
if you
Scholarship.
don't meet like the minimum
Amount
number, like
hours.
your GPA suffers.
It's like attendance.
Yeah, they take attendance. And I
Wow.
mean, like the first year, I was like, yeah, I gotta do this. But then architecture school is really demanding, and I'm
Okay.
like, obviously really bad at time management. So I'm staying up, like, working on projects. And then I got to wake up and go to class and then go to chapel.
Mass, yeah.
I was like, this is too much.
Yeah.
So I started, like, being a little lax. But by the end of the fourth year, I'll just go, swipe in, leave.
Yeah.
Come back to swipe out. I was like,
it
I don't
became
care.
An actual, like, yeah. You know how to play the system.
So you can swipe in and you have to swipe get out. That way they can see how much time you spent.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She became a senior. She's like, yeah, I know how to do
the system.
I was
like, I could not get care out anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But before we get to the after 4 years, mm-hmm. how did you choose architecture? Like, was this something you wanted? Because you say you made your parents sit down. It's like, this is what I want.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just an idea that popped into my head. Yeah. I knew that I think in my mind, I was like, I got to do something science-y.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My dad, I think, had done the closest thing to civil engineering, if not that's what he had done. But I was like, I don't really like physics like that. I like math, but the thought of physics for the rest of my life just is too much.
Yeah, he told us about like how he gave up on it.
I tried that because I was also trying to be civil engineer or an architect. It was one of the other two. But I actually did take physics one, but the second one... And I was supposed to take up to four, I think. And I'm like, the second one, I barely survived. I was like, I
it's
don't...
Just
this is
So in high school, I did AP Calc and AP Physics.
Yeah.
I was like, that's enough for me.
Yeah, that's a main factor to say, this is it, architecture.
I remember, like you mentioned earlier, like when you came to school in high school, you didn't have to go... You went through like your parents' visa.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you came to college, did you have to go through like F1? Or did you have to go through an interview and at the embassy
so
and everything?
I think I was able to use the same visa for one more year.
Okay,
but
I
then
got you.
The second year is when I had to switch to F1. And that's when I had to do the interview. And I think it helped.
At that time you were like seasoned, like you know how to...
It's like I can do it and I can prove that I'm already in school.
Yeah.
So it wasn't as like scary or daunting
as a first timer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man. And I had gone back and forth.
So I'm like,
I'm like, I go to the U.S. for school. Like, that's what I need there. Yeah, I had never stayed here for more than for a summer.
Yeah.
So it was easy. And then now there's more F1 students. So I have more international friends who are kind of going through the same thing.
It's a whole lot different crowd than what you went through in high school.
Now, I mean, not to say... So in high school, I was also... Again, I was really lucky and, like, fortunate to have... Like, there's this stigma about Americans, like, oh, they're selfish or they're not very nice. I met some of the best people. Like, people would just, like, take
same
me,
thing.
Right?
Like, Oklahoma, like, you know, I don't know if you've heard of, like, the term, like, Southern hospitality.
Yeah.
Like they were very, very welcoming and very helpful. Like, if I needed anything to move anything, like,
people
first
are,
ones
like,
out there.
Genuinely, people want to help. Like, people took me in. Like, there's this family and I'm still friends with them. Wonderful.
Oh, yeah, you had a host family.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
How does that
it's
work?
It's not really host... It's just like, honestly, I was high school.
Yeah.
And then I had this classmate of mine and he was just like nice and like quirky. I was like, oh, this guy's nice.
Yeah.
And then their parents, because they're all
just
around,
came,
would come to see
people,
like games.
Yeah,
and so they saw me and I started talking to them. And then like every now and then they just say hi to me.
Yes.
So they're like, oh, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? I was like, I don't even know what that means. One.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh yeah, like you should
come with us.
And so they had to like sign it with like the school and my parents, which was a big deal because they're like, who are you going with? And why is it a boy?
Yeah.
I'm like, you think I know? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They're nice to me.
Yeah. They took me in and they started showing me like, oh, this is
America.
This is what happens. This is a tradition and everything. Yeah.
Same thing for spring break because the school closes. You got to go somewhere. So like all these people start taking me in. And so I'm
that's
like,
awesome.
Americans are not.
They like they embrace you do see that, but like
some of them. I'm not saying none of them, but
like, you're right.
For the majority, at least my experience as well, like for the majority, like because we come from the city, like Kigali. Mm-hmm. Like if you don't know somebody, you piece them out. Like and then I got to like this. I went to a very small town. It's like 6,000 people for the whole town.
Very small, yeah.
Like the whole town, like 3 hours away from Oklahoma City, but like I'm walking on the street, like trying to get somewhere, and then somebody's driving their truck south. Mm-hmm. And then just like they would just like piece me out. I'm like, and then I look behind me, I'm like, is this me? They don't even know me. So it would like, always like it always one of the like the shocks, like you don't even know me, you're just like doing this, like acknowledging me. I was like, okay, these people are nice, I guess.
Yeah, it was nice. It was the same thing even in college. It's just people give me rides.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh, you gotta go buy something, and I was still going to the cafeteria.
Yeah.
But every now and then you need little things, so you're making friends and that. Yeah, so it wasn't, like, terrible.
So you had to start, like, building your own community type,
And then architecture school, like, is very different culture. So I actually don't know how to go to school in that architecture. So basically, you have to take studio. And studio is, like, the longest, it's, like, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays from, I think, like 1 to 5. That's one class.
So that's so like a lab type thing, at least
basically
4 hours.
Basically a lab, yeah. So mm-hmm. I have like my own spot, I have my own seat, I have my own desk. And if I'm drawing, wow. if I'm doing anything, I'm doing it's it there. Studio, yeah. So I'm spending a lot of time with my architecture classmates.
Yeah.
So then that's another community.
Yeah, nice.
Mm. So we're just doing, and I spend a lot of time and we got really close because you're going through it. It's like midnight, you're still drawing. You're like, you have a deadline, you have to present. Yeah. So then I'm able to build little communities here and there. Yeah. And then like I join intramural.
Yeah. Mm. Oh yeah, sports. The, yeah. Like, I'm retired, but I'm retired. I can still play.
Again,
during,
for fun. My MCL actually.
MCL, you know, you too.
I'm gonna say like you're the first random that I've met who's torn anything CL, AMCL,
really?
ACL.
I did.
I didn't even. You did? Did you have surgery on it?
No, I did not.
I had surgery.
It wasn't. It was torn. Not torn. It was sprained. For me,
okay,
so it was just like for a week, actually no, for like 3 months, because I like it's like one of those like you think you sprained an ankle, it's gonna be okay,
or maybe it was like bruised or something.
Yeah, it was
like
a bruised thing, and but I was like, let me just continue to play, because we used with the little pomade or the ice on the ankles, because that's why I'm like, it's
that's
the same thing.
Yeah.
That's how I'm like, maybe I'm gonna do it. I went back the next day, yo, for 3 months I was just limping.
And it hurts.
Yeah. And also the mental toll that it takes on you, because you always feel like it might come back. Like it takes a long time for you to recover, to say, hey, let me go back to running. But, let me go back to squatting.
I like, still can't do it to this day
because of that.
Because I probably, I'm sure I messed up something after like that, but rehab actually still hurts. So mine, I'm pretty sure I hurt mine in high school.
Yeah.
But you just kept playing on it.
Around. Yeah. I was like, it's fine. I'll just wrap I'll do it.
And then
like there was a period of like 2 weeks where people thought I was joking, like I was faking. I was like, I would
step.
And I was like, this hurts. They're like, oh, she just doesn't want to run.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I'm in genuine pain, but okay. So I take a break and then it's fine. And then in college, I joined intramural. So we do soccer and like whatever the fall, and then basketball.
Yeah.
So we're doing indoor soccer.
Yeah.
With this is like for fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I remember I was like in front of the goal.
Yeah.
The ball is in the air. Let's say like I'm facing this way.
Yeah.
But the goal is there and the ball is here. So I try to like
to
kick
like,
it in the air.
Yeah.
Like my foot remained planted.
Oh.
But my knee twisted and I heard a pop.
Oh, man.
And I was like,
this is just
the shock. I was like, it's fine. And then I fell down.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh, you're okay. I was like, yeah, I'm good. It's like, just give me a minute. I get up and I was like, I can't walk.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't. I started limping a little bit.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, just a shock.
Let me just
walk it off.
Because the blood is still running, so you think.
So
adrenaline,
I limp outside and it's like, this is like fall in Illinois. It's kind of cold.
Yeah.
But I had just gone from like studio to just play and then go back to studio.
Yeah.
I get out the door to like grab water to come and I'm like, I actually cannot move. So I think somebody saw me and they're like, are you okay? I was like, I don't think I'm okay. Like, I actually
can't move
at all.
Yeah.
So then they call campus security to come, like, cart me.
Yeah, the little cart that you go in.
Yeah, so I was like, I think I just need to, like, ice it. Because there was, like, a fake trainer. It's not, like, the real trainer, but it's, like, somebody who
knows
some basic information.
But
it's
at night because the trainer is gone. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then I go back to the dorm. I'm, like, limping up the stairs.
Yeah.
I was like, I just got to sleep.
It's
going to
be in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be okay.
I go to bed. I wake up and my knees times five.
Damn.
And I was like, this is bad.
Bad, yeah.
This is very, very bad.
Yeah.
And I remember my studio, this is when we had morning studio. So my studio is from 9 to 12.
Okay.
And it was at the bottom of the hill.
Oh, and
and you're still considering going to school?
Why can't I not go to school?
That's the reason, only reason why she's here.
Yeah.
Studio is like, you can't, if you fail studio,
you're not
passing.
You're not
because it's like the highest amount of credits. I don't know, it was probably like a credit thing.
Wow.
So it took me, no joke, 30 minutes to walk to class. I can usually make this walk in maybe 8.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
Golly, baby steps,
baby
steps.
Did you wrap anything?
No, I just threw on my sweatpants. This was my new favorite thing.
Yeah.
You can wear sweatpants to class. I was like...
When we learned about sweatpants.
I couldn't.
It's like, it's happening. You couldn't.
I always wore jeans. That's the least I could do.
Nah, I was like, I'm wearing sweatpants. It's never happened before.
I started off wearing shirts, like, and going, like, looking all formal. People were like, I'm doing a presentation. And then I'm like, why? And then I'm like, I realized like people like actually wear sweatpants. And I'm like,
turn it down. I never wore pajamas.
Yeah.
I've seen it all.
I draw the line.
Yeah.
But I was like, I will be
comfortable.
Because people think I'm an athlete. You know?
Yeah.
I'm not, but now I'm hurt. So I get there, and again, the professors think I'm faking.
Yeah.
And like, bro, I'm in actual pain over here. So then after a while, my friend was like, I'm driving you to the trainer because this is ridiculous. Because the trainer was on the other side of campus.
Yeah. Wow.
So she went and got her car. She drives me, instead of going to lunch, she drives me there. I sit down. He looks at it. He's like, I want to do just a couple tests. He moves my ankle. I was like, hurts. I will kill you.
Yeah.
If you move that, he's like, yeah, I don't even want to go through because I know what he's like, you tore your MCL.
Yeah.
I was like, so what does that mean? He's like, well, like we can wrap it. You can ice it. And then you should go see a doctor and like see how bad it is. I was like, okay, I mean, it's fine. So he gave me crutches. Never had I ever, like, I didn't even know how to walk.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I had like a burn because
of yeah, because of me. Yeah, like,
because you, oh, the wow.
The calf is, you uphill? Enter at the higher level and then you got to go down steps.
So your friend, oh, okay. So you still get dropped off to the calf.
So my friend comes with me and this, I think she was like one of my best friends there.
Yeah.
She lived literally across from me. Mm-hmm. So like we were always in the same class. We were like hanging out. So this first year we're doing this. She's like, all right, I'm just gonna park the car and then like go and people are like, what is going on with you? Why are you on crutches on like month two?
Yeah.
It's like, it's fine. I would take the ADA lift. Talk about like shame. It is the slowest thing. Because you just stand there. Because I'm like, I can't go down the steps.
Came down,
it's just slow. Like you could go run up and
down. And everybody can see you like
it's open.
Yeah.
Everybody can see, and they're like, yeah, it's Kelly. She's just doing her thing.
Yeah, the thing. Yeah.
Just give her 5 minutes. Yeah. She'll get here eventually.
I get to the thing, the calf lady who I got to be really, really close to, because she's also just an amazing lady. She's like, now what the heck did you do? I was like, I don't know. I just don't know. So somebody would have to carry my plate for me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I can't do anything.
Look at you now with the whole community now.
Like,
completely integrated.
I've never seen a community rally like that. I was just like, somebody would just like, what do you want to drink? They what do you want for food?
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Yeah.
And it would be like people that I don't know. Because like if I'm a little bit late,
Like
a random guy would be like, do you need help? I was like, actually, yeah, I do. Nice. You just like carry it and then just put it there and then just continue about their day.
Yeah,
that's
pretty cool.
People are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just got to deal with limping and hopping around, and then eventually it got better.
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit.
So you never went to the doctor?
No, I did. I had to. Cause so I went to the doctor and he was like, yeah, I did an MRI. He was like, yeah, it's for sure torn. Like, you're going to need surgery. And I was like,
money.
Insurance, actually.
I didn't know. This I didn't know something. What none of this meant. Because I was like, I'm just here. I'm a student.
I don't know.
How am I going to tell my parents that like, I tore
insurance?
Something?
Yeah, well, you have to have insurance.
For school. He doesn't. He didn't.
How? Did you get away from that?
Because it was
go to a small
like,
school.
You have to show it even at the embassy.
Yeah. Not the embassy. But at school, it was one of the requirements to have insurance.
That's why you go to a small school. Like,
which also is really good insurance. I think like some of the student insurance is one of the better ones I've seen.
Really? We had to use, I don't know, because for us, it was first year is a must. But we had this saying, like during the community, like in our Rwandan community, because once you go to the hospital and you see the bill for the first time, I had to go get some of the vaccines that I had to take. The bill is not what they say. There's always something extra on it. And I'm like, wait, already, what is this? Yeah, it's like, what's this? Like, I called them. I'm like, no, I only came for the vaccine. They told me there was only, like, I started panicking because I know, hey, I don't have the money.
Yeah.
And I know my parents told me, you're there for school. Yeah. We don't care about any other money. Like, you have all these things that they told you and you're just
like,
panicking.
I'm going to take MMR tetanus. Yes. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I got that when I was born.
Yeah. We don't see it.
It's not in the system. Yeah.
And then, of course, they're like, oh, what? Wow, you're at it. Do you want to get
tuberculosis?
The flu,
like, oh, you think it's being nice.
No.
You think it's being nice, but they're going to charge you.
You see the bill. You're like, that was not free?
Yes.
It's like theft. It's
so
just
we had
thievery.
This saying in the Rwandan community is like, anytime you think about the hospital bill, like when you're sick and you think about the hospital bill, immediately you get better. It's like, I'm like, I don't.
Yeah.
It's a way to just put yourself like, I don't care, but it's actually a bad way to see things because you
like,
never go
know.
To the
some
doctor.
Schools had good insurance, but I think after the first year, maybe you had the option to
you
like,
have
opt out
to go somewhere.
Well, I was like, I don't know anything about insurance, so I'm just gonna stay
keep
with
it.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So I went to the doctor, I did the MRI, and then he was like, well, let's schedule a surgery. So we scheduled the surgery for November.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I started being better without needing the crutch.
So I'd
just limp a little bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe I'm good. Maybe
I'm not gonna use surgery. Yeah.
You know?
It's not like you're stubborn.
I was so stubborn. I was like, surgery, first of all.
Yeah.
So I had to do it on like fall break. Mm-hmm. And they're like, for you to do it, you need to have somebody stay with you the whole time. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't have family members here.
Yeah.
Who's gonna come and stay with me?
Yeah.
Again, I just asked around and they were like random people were like, yeah, I'll come stay with you.
Like people
that's
that
awesome.
Nice. Yeah, that
yeah, like one of the girls I was in the first year I was in an all girls dorm. It's a Christian school. So she's like, yeah, I'll just stay with you. And I was like, okay, now I just need to find somebody to drive us there and then somebody to drive us back.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's awesome.
So did you ever do the surgery?
I did the surgery. I didn't have a choice. That was hard.
And how long was the recovery? No. I've had one on my nose. Like, I broke my nose before.
You broke your nose before? What were you doing?
Basketball.
Of course. It's always a sports, isn't it?
Man, yeah. But, like, yeah. So, like, what was the recovery time?
So, honestly, it was because I had to do PT.
That's what I was going to ask. Like, how long? Like, did you do PT well? Because, like, how many times?
I hurt myself.
Again.
But I was like, that bill is not coming back.
Like, I can walk. I'll be fine.
I'll be fine. Yeah. I will drink water.
I'll rest. I'm not playing sports anymore. I'll just be able to.
So the funniest thing, I don't remember most of my first semester because I was on Vicodin. Because I had surgery.
Yeah.
But there are things that I'm like, I don't remember. Damn. I just know, I just remember sitting and just being like, I don't know how I got here.
Like, absent-minded. Like, you just like, I don't even know how I got here.
I was on autopilot. I was just one of the funniest things that ever happened to me. So I was in a drawing class.
Yeah.
They're like, just go, like, one day we'll be like, we're going to draw this ball. And they're like, draw your closet.
Yeah.
It took me, like, 6 hours. I was drawing my closet. Mm-hmm. I looked at it, I was like, why is it so small? Why is it the smallest thing I've ever seen?
But while you were on the drugs, like, on the medication.
Because, yeah, we had to, like, display it in front of everybody. I was just like, I had, like, this, like, 22 by 24 or whatever.
Wow, that's big.
That's this, yeah. But I took, like...
The center of it, and that's just
I'm pretty sure
this
it was
small.
Really big when I was drawing it. That was most of my first year. I was just like, I just show up, I do things, and I'm like, I don't remember most of it because I was just on pain medication.
Oh my God.
So I was taking, I'm surprised I wasn't hooked on it because I was taking a lot. I think I misunderstood
the doctor said,
the directions.
Yeah, he was like, take 2 every 4 hours as needed.
Yeah,
as needed means
like
once
the
pain.
And once the doctor tells you something, you just do it. Like,
I take 2 every 4 hours.
Yeah. Oh my
I was told.
God!
And there was a point I was like, I feel nauseous all the time.
Yeah.
So after a while, I stopped taking it. But yeah, I was doing PT every other day.
Yeah.
I did it for like a couple.
At the school or at the hospital?
I would go off campus, somewhere else.
Wow.
So then I had to get like a friend
to drive you
me.
Again.
Because
yeah.
there's no car. You don't have a car, probably.
No,
like,
I didn't have a car. Yeah. I didn't have a driver's license. So I was 17.
Yeah.
In college already?
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you mean?
I think when I was in college, I was way older than that.
You came late.
Well, I don't know.
She had a different path.
Yeah, man. I was like low-key a grown up. I think I was like almost going to 20.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I was 19 because I had like 2 gap years back home.
I was
a different thing.
Yeah, I was system. Younger. I think I graduated.
Because you went to high school here, like just like him, so you can transition.
Here,
no, I mean like same.
Like it's the same structure.
Like semesters, and you can easy for us.
You have to wait.
You have to wait for like a whole 6 months, and then I wanted to come to the US, and then
you have to wait
another year to like get here.
English or whatever.
Yeah. So then it's like it ended up being like 2 years because we graduated at the same time, but still like.
This is one of the best things that like being able to align with school systems here, even back in Green Hills, kind of allows you to. But the gap year is kind of nice because you get to figure out things you want, even though I don't know what you use.
At
your
that
gap
time, you don't really
for.
Need that much.
Yeah.
No.
But it's nice to just go through it, be done with it, and then now it's like, okay, I have time to actually think through it. But I feel like people have different paths.
I mean,
just
could I have used a gap year? Maybe.
But.
But I'm glad
cards.
I didn't. Yeah, I was just like full
sure,
speed ahead.
Sure, let's go to the
okay.
It's like tumbling downstairs. Yeah. I'm like, let's just go. We'll figure out as we go.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, you all got juicy here. Like, let's try to go back. Like, okay. So you do college. You went to... did you finish your undergrad at the same school? Like, even though it was like tough
years,
and stricter?
So what I got was a Bachelor of Arts in Architecture.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Which is different. So you can get a Bachelor of Arts in Architecture. You can get a Bachelor of
Science
in Architecture.
In Architecture, yes.
You can get a Bachelor of Architecture. It's
what's
all
the
different.
Difference?
Oh,
what's
wow.
Bachelor of
yeah.
Arts in Architecture is like usually when you go to a liberal arts school,
mm-hmm.
you get a Bachelor of Arts.
Yes.
It's more like on the like art side.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I did a lot of like drawings, like drawing classes. And then it was a Christian school, so I did a lot of like... I had to take like a theology class. I had to take like a testament. So it's more like rooted in like the I don't know the term for it, but it's not as scientific as like a Bachelor of Science.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I took a calc class. I took one physics class, and then I did like structures.
And that was it.
Yeah. For the most part, everything else was like the theory behind
the theory. Behind
okay.
Things. No science included.
Yeah.
No nothing like specific.
It was like it was science, but it was like you just need to know this building doesn't fall down when
okay. Yes. So that's Bachelor of Arts.
Bachelor of Science is the same. But now, those are not professional degrees, and I did not know this until halfway through. If you ever want to be called yourself an architect, to get, like, a to be licensed, you need to take 6 tests. For you to be able to take those tests, you need to have a professional degree. So either a Bachelor of Architecture or a Master's of Architecture.
Okay.
I wasn't getting any of that, but I was still putting in the work. So usually a Bachelor of Architecture is 5 years.
Oh.
A Bachelor of Arts or a Bachelor of Science, I think, is 4.
Yeah.
So then... that's not a professional degree, but
wow.
Again, me, I'm just happy to be in school.
Like, I graduated.
I don't know, yeah.
So you learned that in the middle?
Two years in, we had to reapply to be led, because then it's really selective, and, like, half the class usually fails out or doesn't make it through.
Yeah.
So 2 years in, you have to apply, and that's when they're like, by the way,
you can, if you want this.
Yeah, you're going to have to get a master's degree.
Yeah. So, like, I'll deal with that when it comes.
Like, let me just keep going. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm still struggling to, like...
Yes.
So, like, I could do... The problem with architecture school is, like, again, there's no right or wrong answer. It's all subjective.
Yeah.
If you can defend it, make it make sense, show critical thinking, yes. You can also tell when somebody didn't think about it.
Right. It's like, yeah. I don't think what you're explaining. I can tell. Yeah.
At the time, that was me, because I'm like, I don't understand. Like, just tell me the answer.
Yeah.
But yeah, so halfway through, I applied to get into the second phase of, like, this is year 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
We got in. Most people did, except, like, a few people. And that's usually, like, other things, other factors.
Yeah.
But now I'm, like, graduating with a Bachelor of Arts. That's not a professional degree.
In architecture.
It's not a STEM degree.
Yes.
And then that's when I'm
trying
to figure out...
Did you know anything about
those? No, I didn't
know
none of this.
The
Nobody tells
work
you
permits.
These things. No.
Yeah. Never used CPT. Never even heard of CPT.
I didn't hear about CPT or PT until, like, my 3rd year.
Mm-hmm.
Man. And that's when my friends were like, oh, yeah, like, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know what you're talking to me about.
Yeah.
Man.
So now I'm learning... You need an OPT,
so
you need,
like,
this,
work here, yeah.
You need to apply for all of these things. And I was like, this is wild. And they're like, by the way, you get 1 year.
Yeah.
Mm. Of OPT, because it's not a STEM. I didn't even know what a STEM degree is. And architecture, for the most part, Bachelor of Arts, unless it's like Bachelor of Architecture and it depends, is not, it didn't count as STEM.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
For most of them.
Because it's science,
of course, it's
technology.
Art, not like STEM, not like Bachelor of Science, but
Bachelor
of Arts or Architecture.
Bachelor
it's like
of
its
Arts
own thing.
Not, yeah.
Not in,
yeah.
So... I'm learning all of these things, and I'm like, you need to find a job. To find a job, you know how, like, at school, I don't know how it is, but we would go on these, like, firm tours. You're just looking at architecture firms, and you're learning what the different types of firms, and you may be trying to find a job.
Yeah.
So my thing, I was like, hey, I'm international. Do you hire those? Or, like, yeah, no, we specifically
don't sponsor.
What you call it? Career fairs.
Yeah.
Like, or like they would have, like, a school would hold some of those things, like, but, like, did you have an international student, like, body at your school, like, some sort of, like,
very small, it was
where, like, some people that you could ask what this means and everything, like,
so I had a good group of friends, but again, we were all doing different things,
so like, you can't relate that much. Yeah,
we could relate on the, you need a visa,
yeah,
you need F1, you need OPT, but beyond that, it's like, you gotta figure out what you need to do.
Man.
And some of them were like, I'll go do this and I'll go do that. And I'm like, I just need to work for a year and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know what H1B was.
Yeah.
So I just knew OPT, got my
first.
OPT.
Yes.
I graduated without a job. But, like, in between, I'm jumping a little bit. But I interned in Rwanda for, like, I think it was, I want to say year 3 or 2.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like, you went home during the summer and then you interned.
Yeah. So
okay.
This is advice for everybody. Like, do as much as you can. Like, go to these conferences, meet the people.
Network.
It's never too early to start. Because I went to a American Institute of Architecture Students something conference.
Yeah.
We drove to Minneapolis. The presenter, I don't remember his name, but he worked at, he was working with people at Mass Design Group. And then he presented on, like, the Butaro Hospital.
Yeah.
And I was like, that looks
cool.
That looks like a home.
Yeah, that looks like home.
That looks like the hills of the land of 1,000 hills.
Yeah.
So then my friend was like, oh my God, this is Rwanda. I was like, it's Rwanda. And then she was like, oh, you should go talk to him. I was like, what am I going to say?
I
was like, all right, come with me. And then we go. I'm like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm so and so. He's like, oh, no way, you're from there. And he was like, are you going back? I was like, I'm actually going back this summer. He's like, take my number. Here's my email.
Wow.
If you want an internship, I can connect you.
Man.
I didn't know what an internship was. I didn't know what Mass was, but I was like,
sure.
That's amazing. That's so amazing.
Something.
Yeah.
So then, I went home for the summer and I remember, I was like, oh, yeah, I have this guy's email.
Let me text.
Mind you, this was like a couple months later. So I emailed him. I was like, hey, I'm so-and-so. We met at this conference. That's it's great to, you know, hear what you talk about. And, like, funny story, I'm actually here in Kigali. If you have an internship, it was I was honestly open for unpaid.
Yeah.
Like, I just need something to do for a couple months. Yeah. Mm. He was like, oh, yeah, I remember you. Yeah. He's like, here's, he copies, like, the CEO of Mass Design Group.
Mm. Yeah.
And, like, the CEO was in Boston, and then there was, like, Kigali office, and then he copied all of them.
Yeah.
If you get that is amazing.
Email from the friend of a CEO, and the CEO is like, yeah, like, hook her up. I'm like,
my goodness.
I just have to show up. They're like, yeah, so welcome.
That's it.
Mind you, like, I don't know nothing about actually, because I'm still learning theory.
You're still green when it comes to that.
Just there, super like, green, like, show me how
nothing,
to,
yeah. No idea, but I'm like, if I just gotta show up in the morning, you tell me what to do?
Yeah.
I'll do, I can do.
Guide me, like.
Yeah, if you tell me something, I'll do it. Yes,
it's like. I'm bio-thirsty. I just need something to do. Because I'm bored out of my mind. Yeah. 4 months is, 3 months is a long time.
Yeah.
So I show up the first day, I was helping document something on like this school in Congo.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I just need me to like move around furniture and do this. And like, I'll do it in, like, I know the software a little. Actually, I didn't, because we were just doing like hand drawing, so they taught me the software.
Yeah,
picked it up, did all this stuff.
Yeah,
I know I did work, because every day I would show up and I'd like draw things, and then eventually they're like, actually, we have a project for you. Like, we need new furniture, we need new chairs.
Yeah,
in the office.
Yeah,
and we think it's just easier to get it made. So can you just like start looking at ideas?
Yeah.
So I start modeling like office chairs.
Nice.
That is amazing.
And it's just, I was like, yeah, sure. I'll just like model things in Rhino.
Yeah.
And I'll present them. They're like, yeah, like this, but like change this and that.
Go and back.
Like, okay,
and
great.
Do
now
it.
Make drawings. So then I like kind of did like drawings. They're like, now you're going to go to Monumental and you're going to give it to the guy to get it
talk
made.
Through it. Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just
doing?
Like,
I'm doing something.
Yeah, I'm doing something. I show up the first day. I had this guy that we would drive this like beat up car. You know one of those like manual cars that
stick shift.
It's like a
you're shaking.
And then
no AC.
Now you gotta roll down. If your AC is just a dust.
Yes.
But it was fun. I'm like, let's go. So we go. We get there, and people can tell because it's loud.
Yeah.
So I go with my computer. I showed the guy. He's like, all right, like we can do that. So then we start with like the first round. Like I do that in the meantime, I'm still drawing on whatever they need to draw, and I'm meeting and I'm doing all these things.
Wow.
And in the end, like they got the chairs made and they sat on them for like a couple years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
You did that.
Made by designed by Kili.
I was gonna,
yeah.
Like furniture.
Yes.
That's amazing.
I didn't,
by
I
the way, was this paid or no?
They surprised me. They paid me. I didn't know it was paid.
He's like, I'll take
that.
One of
those kids that made my parents say, why don't you be like,
see your mates.
Anytime I went home, I never wanted to do
like,
anything.
So it wasn't like a monthly thing. That one time it was like me and, there was interns from Keist.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, actually, like people that are graduating from college, they are coming there for that.
And the Keist, like, Kigali Institute of Science and Technology.
Yeah.
That's what it stands for.
So
okay.
That's actually
and some
the
of these
one
people,
with the
yeah.
few... architecture school in Rwanda.
So some of the people at Mass taught there, and they got to know these kids. I mean, I'm just showing up from America with zero experience, but I'm like, I want to learn.
I'm here. Yes.
They taught me, like, I and it was a really small, it was maybe like 8 people.
Yeah.
And some of them were people from like, they had gone to school in like Harvard and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they built like these things, and it's a very green, again, like architecture firm, but like, they lived there and they lived upstairs, and then the office was there.
Like,
it was great. Yeah. And they'd like pay somebody to cook for us on Fridays, and it was just great. I was like,
wow,
having so much fun.
Your summer,
and I'm away from home, and then I can always like, you know, find something else.
Dropped off in the morning, my mom
That's
or dad
mom
on the way to work.
Yeah.
And then mom or dad would pick me up. Which, again, I'm still getting picked up because I'm a child. I'm 17 or 18.
Man.
But
I'm
just
like,
learning.
You used your summer well. And this is
but,
something that
I was bored
missing.
Out of my mind. I was like, I can't sit here. There's only so much TV you can do.
Oh, until right.
I was
we
like,
went out. We
I wasn't allowed.
To
remember
play.
Where I was from?
Yeah, oh.
I was not allowed to go out. So I was like, my way out
is
a
like,
job. Is labor.
Yeah. So
you actually
is labor.
Unpaid.
Give me labor. I didn't care.
I mean,
so one day they sat us down. They're like, oh yeah, so like we're gonna pay you. I was like, there's money?
There's money involved.
This is
you should have lived with this.
Yeah.
Honestly, they probably gave me like 150K. As
that's good money at the time.
In 2012 or whatever, 14?
That's
like,
great money.
Balling.
Did you do anything with it? What'd you buy?
Honestly, probably like shoes or something.
Okay.
Well, I kept the money, and then I was like, I just put it in a bag. I told my parents, they're like, oh, yeah, cool. I was like, I need you to turn it into dollars because I'm going to take it with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, okay.
Yeah, so at the end, I got a chair done. I did like some drawings on this school. And the school got published later. Like, it's a huge architecture firm now. Yeah. But, like, back then, mm-hmm. I was, like, humble beginnings. I was, like...
Why? So you entered in the ground floor, not on the 10th floor. Like, I was, like, one of the... And I was in the trenches.
I shared the name as, like, the... Who was, like, the managing principal at the time. And he was, like, this guy from Toronto. Like, some of them were really scared because I was, like, I don't know what they're talking about. But, again, super nice people. Willing to teach you. Mm-hmm. Willing to help. And I'm, like, I'm in school. So I'm, like, I'm learning things. All I'm getting real experience. And in the end, I shot them an email. I said, thank you. Going back to school, got my third year, and I get there, I'm like, oh my god, like, I'm working in a software that I kind of already started working in, so, like, this actually helped,
Wow.
And people are like, oh, you work for this? Like, did you know that? I was like, no, I didn't. I met these people.
I was just bored.
Yeah. And everybody's just impressed. Like, what?
Africa. And I'm like, oh, that's great. I helped a little bit. Yeah. I also did their office chair.
Now let me add up.
Excuse me.
I photographed and put it in my portfolio. I was like, I gotta.
You're no longer one of those kids that were asking, when they asked you, like, oh, hey, what are you doing for summer? What are you doing for this? What are you doing for school?
I'm like, you know what?
That's cool.
My time is here.
Yeah. Now year three, I'm going in. This is when I need to be serious. So I had started slacking. I was like, I need to be real with my life.
Yeah.
So back to, like, full speed ahead, except the religion classes that I kept failing. Because, like, I do not care. One more. I had to sit there and talk about, like, biblical theory.
Or, like, theology and everything. Wow.
Read and, like, analyze. I was like, I don't care. I got to go draw.
Yeah.
I got a deadline.
That's where I got the C's.
Oh.
Like, how do you fail in theology? So like, because I don't care about the Bible.
Yes.
I'm already doing.
Like, I'm behind.
We do conferences on Christ.
Like, it's extra, like, too much. It's a lot at the same time.
Yeah.
Man.
You gotta pick your battles.
And, like, people, some people went there for it, which I respect, but that's not why. I was just like, it's a means to an end. I need to go to school and get whatever.
Yeah.
So then my third year, we were doing, it's like, we can either study abroad or do a summer abroad. So then most of us did the same thing.
I saw it on my school, but I was like, I'm already studying abroad. Like, I'm not going to double dip.
Honestly, if it wasn't mandatory, I probably...
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool.
I was like, thank God it is, because then I was like, Mom and Dad, I need to go to
Italy. I have to. Like, there's no way out.
We went to Italy and then Spain for a summer. So I didn't do the study abroad. Because the study abroad was different.
Like a whole semester.
So there was a group of a few students that did the study abroad where you actually have to go, but we only did a summer.
Yeah.
And most of my friends were doing the summer, so obviously.
Mm-hmm. It's there. It's fine.
I mean, like, it was definitely a lot of work. So you're waking up, you have to sketch. You have to, like, we would go to different cities and sketch in the morning.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Because there, the architecture is completely different from America. Yeah. Which are the things, very, like, different. When you're in the architect, you start realizing those.
And that
details.
Year was when I had my, like, I love classical architecture because it's different. So I'm like, I am in heaven. It's classical traditional is what I want to do in my life.
Start falling in love. Like, this
so
is what,
like,
I want.
First day at Rome, we spent a week in Rome, and it would just, like, I looked like burnt charcoal because I was in the sun.
The sun,
no sunscreen, no nothing.
No sunscreen. I'm like, we don't.
Like, what is sunscreen?
I'm
like,
I'm right there. I see photos of myself. I'm like, oh my god.
But you don't care. I'm here to see this.
Most of our buildings, anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, so great time. We did, like, Rome, Tuscany, Venice. Yeah.
Wow.
All of those. Barcelona. I was like, I had the time of my life.
Right.
And somebody had to pay for it. I think, I'm pretty sure I had, like, a scholarship.
That's amazing.
That kind
man.
Of covered part of it. Cover something, but yeah.
Not so much. Yeah. There's always, like.
I spent 6 weeks there. And then right after that, I had signed up for, like, this, like, summer studio, which is like Institute of Classical Arts and Architecture.
Mm-hmm.
So we did it in New York, and again, like, talk about people helping. I applied for a scholarship to, because again, you're in New York, you're spending a month there studying under, like, the great minds of classical architecture in America. You gotta live, you gotta pay.
Yeah.
So
and it's New York.
Yeah. So apply for a scholarship, got it. I only had to pay for, like, accommodation, which is, like, $1,000.
Wow.
But everything else was, like, covered.
In New York, of all places.
We were staying in Brooklyn at, like, the school, at
a school
dorm.
Yeah.
But every day I was in Manhattan. We were, like actual architects would come and teach us about drawing. And then we'd go to their... I had a blast. It was, like, the summer of 2015 is my favorite summer in the world.
Because it was New York.
Like, I'm living life. Like,
I did Europe, New York, a little bit of Chicago, and then I went back home to Rwanda for, like, the last 3-4 weeks of the summer.
Yeah.
Cherry on top.
Like, I was like,
this is what life is supposed to be.
This is life.
I was tired because I was walking everywhere, but it was so much fun. And most of it was, like, covered by, like,
some sort of like that's amazing, man. That's awesome. That's very like, you know, like heartwarming.
For that last year of now, I need to find a job.
Yeah,
so it's like, let's go
back to reality.
Okay, this is this is a good break. Okay,
senior year of college.
Yeah,
we start, and people are like, you got to start finding jobs. And I'm like, who's gonna hire an international? Mm-hmm. So I start hitting up some of the firms that the architecture, the classical people. Most of them are like, yeah, you don't have a real degree. Well, they're like, you don't have a
professional degree,
so you can't be licensed.
You say six of them.
Yeah. Well, no, that's like after you've done all that. Yeah. I was like, I knew that I needed to get a grad school degree.
Okay.
And I knew that I had 1 year of OPT.
Of
so
OPT
any job interview, I would say I have 1 year. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, think about it, but that's really tough.
Yeah.
But I was like, I need the year of experience and then go back.
Yeah.
So by graduation, I had I had interviewed at a lot of places. I sent so many like cover letters and
resumes and
some
all
of them
that.
Were like, yeah, I would international, don't even bother.
Yes.
Some of them were a little snarky, some of them whatever.
Yeah.
So then after I graduated, like my parents came to see me with my sister.
Yeah.
Graduation. I think at this point like all my siblings are in school here.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we like went to see people in Tennessee or like my siblings.
Family, yeah.
And then we had to be in DC for something.
Yeah.
I don't remember where to be in DC. It was something.
Yeah.
But then I was like, well, I'm in DC, might as well interview.
Yeah.
So I like
start applying.
Yeah, so I hit up like the New York people that went nowhere. But again, somebody paid for my ticket to go interview. Like a friend's family, which like super grateful.
Yeah.
Because otherwise I would never have made it. But they're like, oh, we actually know these people in like DC, you should, you know. So I went to DC. I lined up, I think, 3 interviews.
Wow.
Actually pretty good.
Like, it's very.
Just,
like,
it has nothing to do with the letters you sent. It has to do with the connection.
Her being proactive, like, hey, let me just hit somebody up.
Straight up was like, I just shot in the dark.
In email.
Yeah, I was like, hi.
Throwing things to the wall and see what sticks.
Because I was like, I have to be in DC because my parents have to be.
Yeah, and then might as well just use the time.
I know.
That's amazing.
Architecture.
Yeah.
And I had done my spring break in high school.
Yeah.
I came to Alexandria, Virginia.
Yeah.
With a family that I had no idea who they were, but I lived there for 2 weeks, mm-hmm. and all I did was walk DC.
Yeah.
If there's something I want to do is walk. So I just like walked everywhere, and again, I didn't have internet on my phone.
Yeah.
It was just like
a limited discovery.
Old school map.
Yeah.
So I knew that I loved DC.
Yeah.
So I reached out to the people. I like sent
just through
cover.
Email. Yeah.
I was like, hi, my name is so and so.
Just graduated.
I just graduated. I will be going back to school, but I need like. Experience. So I was like, if I worded as like, I just need a year of like internship,
then they'll say no immediately.
No, I was like, I just need to intern for a year, and
that's
then
what
go
you
back
say.
Oh,
mm.
Is this how
I need some sort of like exposure.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like I'm basically the job, but like phrased in a different way. I just want to foot him in the door.
Some people will be like, we actually are looking for full time, but some people are like, oh, just a year, I can commit that. And then there'll be the question of like.
Sponsorship.
I was like, actually, like, I have to go back
school.
To school,
so you don't need to, like,
you don't need to.
So some of it helped, but I come to DC, I do my interview, I go to, it was a place, like, by Capitol Hill.
Yeah.
Like, again, I think I can talk to almost anybody at this, like,
you've done it.
Season.
You
are season.
I
got here.
So I'm just,
so
like, chatting people up, so I'm having a blast. I love talking to people.
Yeah.
Interview, blah, blah, blah. He's like, you're such a lovely person, and I would love to hire you. I just hired somebody, so I can't. He's like, so what, like, what, he's like, I just can't offer you a job right now. Like, I'll keep you in mind. Like, once you finish grad school, for sure, hit me up.
No. Yeah.
I was like, okay, well, thank you for taking the time.
Yeah.
He's like, so, like, what's next? I was like, I actually have an interview at this place in Georgetown. So and so. And again, I'm looking at classical firms. And so most of them know each other. He's like, oh,
I know
those are my good friends. He's like, here's what I'm going to do.
Recommend.
I'm going to email her. And it's like these partners. I'm going to email her that you're coming and she should give you a job.
Right away.
Off of interview.
Man,
I'll never forget
that is,
this.
That's
I
amazing.
Email him. So I was like,
send him a bouquet of flowers.
Joking.
Just send him a bouquet of flowers. Like, thank you.
One day, honestly, I need to find my email.
You don't know what you did for me, but yeah.
Thank you.
So yeah, so then I leave there. I go grab lunch.
Yeah.
And then again, I grab, because I had all my portfolio like printed and everything.
Yeah, everything, yeah.
So I show up to this place and it's in Georgetown. And then she's like, oh yeah, like, I heard you were at so-and-so for an interview this morning,
and
he told me
he actually emailed you.
And I was like, he actually called
I got hired before even I did an interview.
Like, hey, I just talked to this young woman, like, bright, blah, 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 give her a job. She's like, I'm still going to, like,
interview
you. Let's interview.
Formalities. So, yeah, it's formalities, yeah.
So then it was her husband, and then a third partner. They were, like,
oh,
it
was a private
of the firm, or whatever.
Super small, like, not even, like, 15. It was, like,
yeah.
maybe 70 people.
Yeah.
So I like remember I sat in the conference room and we're just like, usually like you go, you talk through your portfolio. So I was like, in this project, I was doing this. And to be fair, I had a very nice portfolio.
Yeah.
Because I had like curated.
You had done your work.
You did something.
I had done my work. Like,
yeah.
I just need a chance. So then I sit there and then they're like, oh, I had like a great portfolio. Like, let's just talk about software. And so then we start like this kind of an argument. They're like, yeah, we think about like this. And I was like, actually, I disagree. I think.
Wow.
Look at you. Okay.
What possessed me? I was like, I prefer this software because he's like, interesting. Nobody's ever said that. I was like, yeah, because I've used it. He's like, well, thank you so much. Like, nice
for the talking input.
To you. Blah, yeah. blah, blah. Like, we'll be in touch. I went and got my last whatever interview. And
you still had one third one, yeah.
Yeah. I think, I don't remember what that was, but I did, yeah. So then
it wasn't that memorable.
I just remember being like, this is exhausting.
Exhausting, yeah.
So then I had to go meet up with my parents. We had to go to dinner somewhere and meet, like, friends.
Yeah.
So called it a day. And then after that, went back to Chicago. Because, again, I'm still jobless. Mm-hmm. I don't have money. But where I can't leave.
Yeah.
So I live with, like, family friends.
Yeah, okay. Chicago. In Chicago, yeah.
Like, again, really great, like...
You have graduated this time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so I just graduated.
Because your parents came for graduation, or... Yeah. Okay, so you, like...
When all said and done, I just went back to Chicago, played, like, I had my OPT, I was waiting for my OPT.
Oh, wait, that's what I was like, your start date?
Yeah. So I put it in June.
Same.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to be too long with it.
Start in June? Because there was
When did you start?
A problem?
I'll tell you what happened.
Yes.
All this, I go back to Chicago. I was like, I hope I get something, but also, I'm also kind of praying that my OPT doesn't start yet, because unemployment days.
90 days. Once starts you get counting.
It,
yeah.
Whether
it
starts, you have a job or not, it starts.
It starts
counting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I started following up on all my interviews. They're like, thank you so much. Unfortunately, we're not going to go through, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I emailed the place that I was recommended to. Mm-hmm. And she's like, thank you so much. Like, we enjoy talking to you. Stay in touch. We're unsure yet.
Yeah.
We're still
okay.
I was like, okay. That's better than a no.
Yes.
Yeah.
A win is
a win. There's a chance. 100%.
A win is a win. The door is not closed.
The door is like,
exactly.
I can still peek through.
What I'm hearing is I have a couple of those in there. That's
yes.
All
it's
I
like,
need.
That's a, yeah.
So it was fine. And then eventually, like, she emailed me. She's like, we're excited to offer you a job.
Yeah.
I was like, stop it. She's like, yeah, here's like, look through this. Here's how much it is.
I'm like, I don't care. I just have a job.
It was like, when honestly, I made it, it was so dumb. But I was like, they're like, oh, like, what are you looking
like?
Compensation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said Chicago numbers. I had no idea how expensive life here was.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yeah, I'm thinking about like 16 an hour. 16 an hour is like
almost minimum wage in DC.
You can have like
it's 30 grand a year.
Yeah,
that is nothing.
Yeah, yes. In DC,
but I was
in
like,
DC,
a job is a job.
Is a job
yeah.
is a job.
A win is a win.
I promise you, these are the conversations that nobody talks
nobody
to you about.
You
because
about money.
For you, you just yeah. hey, I just need a job because my OPT is starting.
OPT starting, and starting. I have 90 days.
90 days before
so
I get it.
I got the job. I still don't have my OPT. So now I'm like, thank you so much. I unfortunately cannot start. Are you willing to wait for me?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, there's no rush.
Oh.
Man,
I was
that's
like,
amazing.
My OPT says it will come here June gets
and you
here
can't
nothing.
Even call UCIS.
No, they're like,
US,
you wait.
Yes.
Like
US
everybody
CIS,
else.
Yes.
So I wait. Eventually, they sent, because I had put in my school address.
Yeah.
They sent an RFI to the school. The school is closed.
What's with this RFI? Like, this is my first time. Like, he talked about it. Like,
you didn't know
the
RFI.
Information or
yeah,
information.
You
say RFI. You're saying
oh,
it in French.
In French. Oh, it's I. It's, yeah.
RFI.
Yes, RFI, yes.
So. Luckily, man. One of my really good friends worked a summer job
mailbox.
As the mailbox at the school.
Look how things worked out. Yeah.
And she's like, hey, there's this letter that showed up for you. And I was like, what?
Who is it from? Like, USCIS.
Like, she's like, it looks like it's important. It's from USCIS. And I know you're waiting for it. I was like, oh, God.
What is it?
So
it's
she,
a rejection.
Like, so it was just I don't remember what they needed. I needed to prove something.
Something
yeah.
yeah.
Which
yep.
I had. I just so had mail it all, send it. After about 2 weeks, they're like, all right, card being processed. That was the longest wait in the history.
Because you
of
just
card.
I have something, but I can't
start
without.
And every week I email them. I'm like, hey, just giving you an update.
Nothing.
I heard that it's being processed. We're just waiting as a matter of time. I'm still living in Chicago, like on a couch or something.
Yeah, no money, no
yeah.
nothing.
Man.
Yeah,
no money. I'm just living by the grace of God. My parents were like, all right, here's $300. Make it last.
I promise
make
you.
It enough.
And I'm like, I cannot ask for anything anymore because they're gonna be like, why are you like
you out of school? This is yes.
Come
yeah,
home.
Like, come home.
Yeah, and I was like, do you know what I don't want to do?
What?
Just go home.
Yes.
Like, I just can't.
Yeah, can we talk about that a little bit? We'll come back to that little instance, but, like, how do you decide to say, hey, I want to stick to this? Like, this is the pursuit. This is my path, and I feel like it's here first. Like, how did you decide?
I think I knew that just from studying architecture and, like, seeing, especially in Chicago, that which is a huge city in architecture.
Yes.
Like, it went through basically a rebirth. It's different. There's so many styles. And I was like, this is what I want to do.
Yes.
And I wouldn't get that same experience back home. And I just kept saying, I will move back eventually if I want to. But I would love to have this
pursue
level of experience.
This is something,
I would have to have, this would be great for me.
Yes.
Because then I'm getting different, like, experiences. And then if I want
exposure.
To school.
Exposure as well.
Yeah. If I want to school here, it makes sense to practice here just to get a different.
That
way, because we don't want to have the same, like, want to school there, but then practice all the way there. If I have the chance, let me do it. Mm-hmm. And again, if I want to do a grad school,
you can also just do it right away because it's here. Yeah.
So they're like, all right, we'll give you until your unemployment days or whatever. I basically got it until, like, I don't know, September.
You didn't start until September?
No, but they were like, you have this many days. If you still can't find a job, you need to move back.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, fair.
So you
because
have, sure, yeah, yes.
The government also needs me to leave. So then that's how I was able. And then I was telling them every day we're talking, I was like, still waiting on that card, that OPT card.
It's like, you can't do anything.
So eventually, I would, like, again, update the job as well. And they're like, there's really, like, just let us know.
So now, but for you, you're still stressed. Because like,
I'm stressed. I'm like, they're going to be like, we're just going to hire someone.
We're going to go
hire someone.
It's out of your head.
And you know just how hard it is to even find that one. So you're like,
that's willing to accept you,
knowing that it's for a year. So eventually, I get it. I was like, great news. I got it. She's like, all right, when can you start? I was like,
tomorrow.
Next week. Tomorrow, yeah.
So then, when do I get paid first?
Basically, so then I got the letter in the mail.
Yeah.
Bought a ticket right away. I told my parents, I was like, I'm ready to move. I didn't have anywhere to live.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
How do you look for apartments in a city that you're not even in and you've never been? I got lucky. One of my cousins was living here in Glenmont at the time.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me just crash with with her.
Just a few
while I'm still looking. Mm-hmm. And then obviously really blessed and lucky. Mm-hmm. Was able to do that for a while where I like got my bearings and then started going to work. Because I had to figure out how to
get your footing, you know.
It's like, you got to get on the metro. You got to do this and then figure out how to get to work.
Yeah.
Did it enough. And then eventually I had to move out and find a place to stay. And again, on 30 grand a year, which is
in
DC.
Was the office also like in DC or was it?
Yeah, it was
in
Georgetown.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So like you're going to stay to the close to the metro because you don't want to get
so
a car.
So I
got to
do metro.
Like a,
I couldn't even, I don't even understand a car. Yeah.
Yes.
So then I moved to Bethesda in a house with, an old house with a couple of housemates. I think I paid like 700 a month.
Which is pretty good.
Pretty good.
That's so high
like
for like for
12,
that.
I don't know what I was making.
Yes.
It was not much.
Yeah.
But all I know is that it covered exactly that.
And yes.
The house, old, rundown. Like, would not wish it on anybody.
Yeah.
Mold in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Honestly, unlivable. But you know what? It's my apartment. I had
slept
on an air mattress.
So like, this is an upgrade. Like, I'm moving up. Like,
I was moving
like,
up, but also like
your own place.
Yeah, I have my own bedroom.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We shared
the
a bathroom.
Couch, somebody else's couch.
The bedroom was probably like you see where that wall is?
Yeah.
That's still too long. Yeah. It's probably like, it was maybe
like a studio,
like 8x7.
Probably like this area couch area.
It was a bedroom, yeah. Because I could fit an air mattress and have just enough room to like walk to the closet. But it was my place.
Yes,
that's
I
what
know.
I did.
Feel proud, yeah.
Yeah, I was really proud. I mean, my back to this day will never recover.
So the MCL is the back, like, you've been through it.
Thing.
But I was like,
so
you know
have,
what? It's my place.
You remember how our parents used to say, hey, you have worked for this? You actually have scars
no,
to show
No, I
it.
Have scars. If you ever hear me say my back, just know
my back
I have
is
suffered.
Like, yeah,
you mean it.
You seriously can prove. Like,
Man, like.
It was
yeah,
wild.
On,
just
God,
a quick interjection, like, probably like, people back home, they don't know all this like stories. They're probably like, oh, she's living life.
You see Instagram.
No.
Of course, I'm not going to post that on Instagram. I'm going to
meanwhile.
What a front.
And this
I'm
going to
post.
I promise you, this is one of the reasons why we even started the podcast because of how people start assuming. And guess what? We also played the game because once we come here.
We used to be
in
the other side.
It was like, oh, okay. Because everybody did it. I'm going to do it as well. So I can at least continue to pretend.
Exactly.
Like, once we get here, because we have seen other people post in terms of America, like what their life that they see. Even us, once you see the reality, you kind of like,
was this actually true what they're going through, or is it just me? Well, so you're still pretending.
Yeah, you're also thinking, like, am I doing something wrong?
Yeah, and you just continue to play the game, because I was also in America, so I need to just post about good things.
The good things.
And when we go out and we meet, guess what? I'm gonna put a strong face, a brave face,
nice shoes, nice outfit,
whatever I need to do. I just
which
need
is
to
like
show
you
up
owe maybe like three nice things. You're like, that will be coming like, out.
That will be coming out.
Your Sunday's best, like
Sunday's best. Do it.
Like this is it.
Guess what? Oh my God! I'm glad you opening up about this once again. Thank you so much for coming.
Of
We're
course.
Still here for this, but oh my God! Like
it's so different. This is when like you're like, is this what they say? Like you'll get it.
American life, right?
Yes. Yeah.
American life. When your parents say like, hey, you will get it. You understand one day.
No. You're like the trenches.
I get it out.
Bad. I get it. Please stop.
No, man.
And then you meet, and then again, I didn't know that many Rwandan people because I came so young. And that's the other thing is my friend group has changed so much. Like from Notre Dame to Green Hills, that's like a switch. Green Hills to high school. Only a year, a switch. Undergrad, a switch. Now I'm in a completely new city.
Yeah.
Now where I went to school,
like professional life,
so now I have to make a whole bunch of new friends that I didn't know. So
adapt again.
Adapt again, and now I'm like broke as they come. Like
at least you have a job.
The level of broke I was is so. But
broke
hey,
it.
I have a job
with Umva. Crazy, but you know
see,
what?
She did it too. Like I keep saying Umva or like something like.
I don't get to say with anybody. So it's gonna come out.
Please,
we're like listen,
thank you.
Like,
let's
like,
feel free.
Like,
it's just different. And people like, how's life? I'm like, life is great. It's wonderful.
I'm
going
to know,
the gym because
like,
that's all I can do. I'm gonna go work out. But I don't know. Like again, I lived in a nice neighborhood because Bethesda is nice.
Very.
But I lived in the worst like, building in a nice neighborhood.
Okay.
What was that? What did Dave Chappelle say? We lived just in the... We were poor... not poor, but we were rich enough to live in the... as poor in the rich people's place.
Yeah. I mean, it was poor.
Yes.
I think one of the funniest things happened to me... Well, maybe not funny, but I took an Uber and then this guy comes and picked me up. Again, the zip code, it's Bethesda. Bethesda is a nice zip code. Even though, if you looked inside, you're like, oh my God,
what is going on here?
But so he's like, oh my God, I'm so glad to see like a nice young black woman come out of like
this area. This neighborhood,
I was like, yeah, I mean, I'm really blessed. I'm really lucky.
You say? Like, sure, I don't want to change your image of me.
Like,
yeah,
we got to work hard. Because you got, I mean.
You started saying you got to work hard.
Got to work hard. I'm struggling, but you know what?
You're going to make ends meet.
But you actually worked hard.
I did.
You did.
We'll get there. In my mind, I was like, I'll get there. I just, you know.
I like the spirit. Man. I like the perspective.
Because if you get into it, you're not going to do anything. And also, like, nobody, I'll be like, no, you don't need to come visit me.
100%.
I'll meet you somewhere.
Let me know where you need to meet. You need me to be.
Yes, we'll meet.
Like, restaurants. I got you. Mm-hmm. So, sure. And because of that, because, again, I'm in this place with, like, two other roommates, which... I found them through like a Bible study thing because I was going to church.
Yeah.
So like I have to do all these things. So I was like, I'm gonna go outside and explore. Yeah. That's how I got to know like some people, some connections, more like friends.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I need to make friends, otherwise I'm gonna be stuck. And then I got lucky. Like I was close to my coworkers, at least the younger ones. Some of the older ones are just different life stages. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah, so did all that. One of my friends from undergrad actually ended up also living in D.C. Mm-hmm. So we would hang out.
Nice, yeah.
But soon enough, a year.
OPT.
And they
But
were
at
like,
least are you liking the job? Like
I'm liking the job. I worked on like... So it was a historic buildings, like some renovations. And I was doing, you know, some of them were small stuff, but I was like doing real stuff.
Oh,
like my
nice.
Name was on like some of these things. And I'm like... Oh, like this new museum
that
I Kelly's got to like document, and I'm like, yeah, it was great.
Oh, sorry, you got water. My bad. Sorry, you got water. Give me back my water. Oh. I thought I was helping. Oh,
like,
my bad.
No,
sorry.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, but it was great because I'm getting to experience DC, and I'm like, I show up in the morning, even though I'm like taking the bus, and now like the health stuff is coming for real because now I have to cook for myself, and I have to like eat.
Go buy groceries, right?
Yeah,
without a car.
Money.
Without a car too,
without
like
car,
how do you...
Yeah, so I just buy enough to either be on the metro or Uber, but I'm also lazy because there's three of us and we all need like the kitchen.
Use the kitchen,
and I'm like
sense.
I don't have time for it, so I just buy frozen meals.
Mm-hmm.
My
pop in a microwave.
My vitamins are like plummeting. Now I'm dizzy all the time
because you're not eating.
You can't get up too fast, huh?
No,
to this day, I'm still fighting like for my life.
Man.
Because I have no iron,
wow.
zero. So I eventually, I'm like, let me go. I go to the doctor. Like,
yeah. You got benefits with the job, though?
Like, I did.
Okay, I'll listen.
That's good.
I'm positive. Honestly, thing in again, America, but when you have benefits?
It depends on where you are, because that was one of the better ones.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because now I'm like, damn.
Yeah. You gotta choose one or the other. Yeah, it's either benefits, like, or money.
It's this, like, is one. I was like, did you ever have a physical before coming to America?
No.
There are things that I'm
like, or going to a dentist.
Free like this. Just,
yeah, and it's a yearly thing. Yeah.
You don't feel sick. You just, I'm like,
sure.
Usually, like, if you don't feel sick, you don't go to the doctor. Yeah. That was like the mentality.
That's tradition.
Yeah. We're like, we're more reactive in our healthcare here
versus like being proactive and preventative. Yes, voila.
Go do this every.
Go do a flu shot. I'm like, I'm not subjecting myself to a flu shot unless I have the flu.
Yeah.
Which is too late by then. But yeah. So I did my physical. And obviously, some things were off.
The numbers are like, yeah.
I'm like, here we go, supplements. So I take the supplements, and I had some other, like, healthcare stuff.
Yeah.
Like, health issues that I had to deal with before moving back home. So I ended up needing another surgery, which is, like, a different. But again, like, people took care of me. It was great. It was fine.
That's awesome. You always find a community that embraces you and that helps you out. That's awesome.
So help me out. But then, before you know it, it's February. It's March. And I need to figure out.
What's next?
I've been trying to apply to grad school. So I, like.
As so the moment is like, no H-1B, they didn't sponsor, so for you it's grad school.
Trump becomes president.
So and then
this man is like, immigrants, please leave my country.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I've done everything that I could. I just need a job.
Yeah.
And the whole H-1B thing, I was now understanding, like,
well, what it
H-1B
means
is a lottery H-1B. Based.
Mm.
Yeah. H-1B is all of this, and also you need to apply by March. And my firm was willing to do it.
Okay, oh, nice.
By then it was too late because, like, the regulations, the blah, 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 the deadlines, all that was off.
Wow.
So I was like, I have to go to, like, they were so nice to me. Mm-hmm. To this day, I'm like, they've actually tried to get me back, but I was like, I just have other things to do right now. But really nice. Mm-hmm. They sat with me in a conference room. We called the school because the deal was four plus one plus one. So it was like, if I go to school where I was for 4 years, work for a year, I can get my master's in 1 year.
Yeah.
At the same school.
Wow.
So in my mind, I was always, I'll work for 1 year, I'll go back to school. For 1 year, I'll have a master's degree. Yeah. But then the more I think about it, the more I'm like, I don't know if I want to go to the same school.
Because
it's a lot more money. I don't get the same amount of scholarship. I could have, like, made my way there. But
yeah.
And I had, like, really good relationships with professors there. And it was going to work out. But I was like, I don't know if that's what I want to do. And then with all of that, and I was kind of accepted. Like, all I had to do was, like, hey, I want to come back.
Just go through the process, basically.
Go through the process. But so then my bosses, they sat with me. We called, like, international affairs at school. Mm. They're like, we just want her to work for 1 more year. Yeah. What do we need to do?
Is it possible? Yeah.
They're like, there's nothing. Honestly, there's nothing with the new regulations.
Yeah.
And then the green card was not really like a thing. Like
that. Right away. Yeah.
So yeah, I was like, I have to leave the country. Basically, it's almost like I got deported, but it was like my OPT ran out and I couldn't go to school. So that's when I packed up.
You have to go.
Everything. And I was devastated. I think this is when I was like crying every day because I was like, I worked so hard for this and then I'm losing it. Because I don't know when I'll ever go back to grad school.
Right.
It kind of feels like those high school days when you mentioned like what's again, next? What's and then next? Now it's like, it's kind of like
why
coming
is it
back.
Always at this stage?
At this stage, man.
But I also had to put on a brave face and be like, oh my God, like, what are you doing? I was like, yeah, so I've decided to go back home and build the country.
Yeah.
In a way, yeah, but also, like, I didn't really decide. I was forced to leave the country. Yeah.
Like, it wasn't my choice.
It's like, yeah.
Like,
wow.
Yeah. So then June, I think I moved back. I remember it was an election year in Rwanda.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I moved back in June or July, I think July.
Yeah.
Because my OPT, July, yeah. July, I get back home. I sit there.
Probably 2017, probably?
Yeah, 2017.
Yeah.
Get there. Like, this is when I'm, like, depression central.
What the hell do I do? Yeah.
What am I doing with my life?